Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. We're coming to you from HP Discover in Madrid, and I am delighted to be joined by Paul Miller, Vice President of Marketing, Software Defined, and Cloud at HPE. Welcome, Paul.
Well, thank you for having me. Sorry, I've got a little cold here, so my voice is scratchy.
It's day three of the conference, so I'm sure you're getting that immune response of any conference. It's exciting. Thank you so much for taking some time out of your busy schedule. Why don't you just start by describing your view of the role that you've got at HPE around software-defined and cloud?
Yeah, so I head up marketing for, we define a software-defined, which is the HPE OneView product, which is software that turns infrastructure into software-defined through templatization and making it programmable through an API. Our SimpliVity offering, which is hyperconverged, so think about VM farms. Our composable infrastructure, which is Synergy. And then also what we announced here is OneSphere, which is our multi-cloud platform.
That's a lot of different options for customers. And I think that this all is enveloped in what you guys are calling hybrid IT. And I wanted to ask you what HPE's vision is of hybrid IT and how all of the platforms and solutions that you just referenced fit in within that umbrella.
Our view of hybrid IT is when we say hybrid IT, we mean both public and on-premises, as well as the edge devices. And our strategy in the portfolio we talked about is making it simple. So we make it simple for on-premises with things like OneView, where people can stand up resources very, very quickly and easily through OneView. They program, they can get their server, their storage, their networking up through a template and deploy it in minutes versus weeks. It also monitors the health of all the hardware, so it's easy to provide that simplicity there. For VM farms, that's where SimpliVity comes in. And SimpliVity is unique in the marketplace in that it has built-in rich data services. So things like backup, DR happen in minutes. In fact, we guarantee backing up over 1,000 VMs in less than 60 seconds. So really cool technology. So for anyone who's managing a virtualization farm, SimpliVity is awesome at that. And then our Synergy product, which is composable, and that allows customers to program and make it easy for any workload. So that's simplifying the on-premise side of the story. Azure Stack is what we do with Microsoft to make that simple. So we've got a really great ProLiant product that's very powerful, very scalable. Yeah, I would say it's the number one offering in the marketplace for Azure and Azure Stack in the marketplace. For simplifying multi-cloud and public, that's where OneSphere comes in. And OneSphere is all about managing across all your clouds, making it simple and easy to do that.
When you talk to customers about where they're on in terms of journey to get everything moved to a software-defined state within a multi-cloud environment, where do you think folks are today, and what are the things that they're most concerned about those next steps along that journey?
Right. So most people have stood up, their VM farm, they label it a private cloud. And they're starting to play with other private clouds like Azure Stack, maybe some OpenStack. And then they're also in the public cloud. And most customers have one or more than one public cloud. And the problem where they are in their journey is they're all at a certain level of immaturity, and they're all disconnected. They're all running in silos, and they're struggling because now they're adding complexity into their data centers and across their data centers and into the public cloud. And so they're really struggling with how do I make it simpler, as opposed to having all these separate private cloud stacks and public cloud stacks to manage. It's getting very complex for them. So they're looking for solutions now that help them, enable their developers to move faster, enable them to get a unified view across all their clouds. So that's how we see them. That's why we brought out OneSphere to address those issues in their journey as they start to think about I'm not going to have one public cloud. I'm going to have multiple public clouds and multiple private clouds.
You know, the thing that you mentioned earlier that is almost adding more complexity to this equation is the edge and the emergence of the edge.
Yeah.
How do we as an industry ensure that as we grapple with this challenge of fragmentation of private cloud services, multiple public clouds, not really an overall umbrella managing and guiding at all, how do we not create an exacerbation of the problem with the integration of edge?
Yeah, and that's where integration of the edge has to be software defined. Mm-hmm. We have to look in and start and stop managing server technology, edge devices as pieces of hardware, but make them programmable. And once you start making programmable, you can start to, you know, simplify management through scripting, through templates, through software-defined structures. So, you know, that's, I think, the next phase of taking these intelligent edge devices and then making them simple through software-defined constructs.
And you talked about workload composability. Why is that so critical for the enterprise?
As enterprise grow and their needs are changing, they need to be able to dynamically set up the workloads that their developers need. Developers don't want to be waiting around for infrastructure. They don't want to wait around for someone to submit a trouble ticket, get them the exact infrastructure they need. With composability, within minutes, whatever developer wants, you can compose the exact compute, storage, and fabric that's needed for that workload. And then when they no longer need it, put it back into a pool of resources. You know, today people are over-provisioning by 30, 40, 50% sometimes because they never know what the developer is going to need or want. Now with the composability, instead of having to use screwdrivers and manual processes to give them the infrastructure they want, you simply program it in. Composable infrastructure gives you those elements automatically, and it's easy. And because you can provision it quickly, and then put it back in the pool, you don't need to over-provision as much either. So you reduce the overall capacity that you need to have in your data centers.
Now, you mentioned Azure Stack, and obviously, I think the entire industry is celebrating the arrival of Azure Stack in the marketplace. Tell me a little bit about HPE's engagement with Microsoft and what you're delivering to customers.
Yeah. So we have a complete Azure Stack appliance built on our DL380, which is the most popular server in the world, bar none. It's very, very powerful. What we do differently there is because it's got powerful technology inside, customers can get similar performance with less nodes. And so that means they're spending less, they're taking up less space in their data center. So it's a really great, great solution that get customers up and running quickly. The other thing we're doing uniquely with Microsoft is we have a center of competence that we've established together where customers can come to there and run their workloads on HP's Azure Stack and then see how they also perform in Azure. So this enables customers to really test drive on the HP gear before they buy. So making it simple for them to understand the performance characteristics and what they're going to see.
What's the process by which you work with customers to identify those workloads that should remain on-prem or within a private cloud environment and which ones they should consider for public cloud?
So this is where our recent acquisition of Cloud Technology Partners, also known as CTP, they're experts at all this. So we sit down and work with customers, go through their entire workload, and then really give them their unique right mix of what should be run in a cloud and on-premise.
Now, I know that you guys are working with folks at Intel to help deliver this technology. Tell me a little bit about that collaboration.
What we've been doing with Intel is really, because composable is different because you can compose it quickly for all the workloads, doing a lot of workload characterization and understanding with customers how they want to use the technology to optimize the workloads within their data center. Synergy was designed to enable them to run simple VM workloads, containers, bare metal, big in-memory databases, everything. So we really worked with Intel on multiple customer roadshows to really understand what customers are looking for, then how this technology plays out. And this partnership has been a great success. In the last 9 months, 10 months since we've been shipping Synergy, we have now over 1,000 customers.
Oh, that's fantastic.
It's the fastest growing new category ever faster than hyperconverged, faster than any category in the server industry. And a lot of that is the collaboration with Intel. Intel's been a great supporter, doing a lot of workload work mapping with us to make sure that, you know, customers have a great experience with the technology.
Final question for you. For those who are listening online who would like to learn more about the solutions that you talked about, where would you send them for more information?
Go to hp.com. We have a website set up for all our software defined. Just on hp.com, software defined.
Thank you so much for your time today, Paul.
Thanks. It's been a pleasure.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.